The Leeds method is a powerful tool for diffusing and helping other people when they're emotional, perhaps agitated or angry. Firstly, it's important, as always, to take a pause, breathe, relax the body, compose your body language, and give your full attention. Leeds stands for Listen, Empathize, Ask, Discuss Steps. It balances the ability to show that you're listening and diffusing people from the red zone level of emotion down towards the orange zone where they can think and discuss in a better way what's going on for them, or perhaps even bring them down towards the green zone where they may have discharged their strong emotion and feel calm again. Either way, if you're moving someone from the red down to the orange zone, you're getting them moving towards problem solving. So firstly, listen. Listen with your full attention, with your body language and your eye contact. Repeat what they're saying and check your understanding. You can begin listening by showing that you're listening. Say, I want to hear what's going on for you. So I'm listening now. Let's go over and see what's happened. This begins the diffusing process. Next is empathize. Empathize with their feelings or the issues using simple phrases. Even if you don't agree with what's happened or you see it from a different way, this helps them feel that you're seeing them as a human and you're appreciating what's going on for them, they're more likely to talk with you. Use words such as, I can see you're frustrated by this. I'm sorry that happened. I understand your concern. Ask questions next, and that helps for them to activate their thinking centers of their brain. They're less likely to name, call, or criticize and talk about the actual issue by determining what it is. So ask questions to clarify what they want and what they need and what they expected. Things like, what were you expecting to happen instead? How can I help you with that? Next is discuss steps. So discuss the details, background, and solutions. That's a two-way discussion where you get them talking and you can offer suggestions along the way, especially if that's appropriate and the context is okay for that. So things like, tell me more about that. I want to understand what happened last week. Let's go back and check in. Oh, what do you think? And things like, let's identify the key issue, and if there's more than a few issues, we'll write them down, we'll talk them through. If you've had a chance to discuss things, it feels like you're working on the same page or at least coming towards a resolution. And that's involving the last part, which is steps. What steps can you take? What steps can they take or you both take that's going to move you forward? So step out that action. This looks like, can I suggest that we try X, Y, Z? Or what do you think we should do from here? And agree on what you can agree on. You might say something like, what I can do within my role to help you is such and such, X, Y, Z, A, B, C, whatever it is. And then check if that's okay. At this point, the most important thing about the Leeds model is that you're leading it by being conscious of using each of these areas, listening, empathizing, asking, discussing, and creating steps, which puts a structure around the conversation and helps give you a sense of control. And at any time the conversation or the other person's behavior escalates, is inappropriate, and you don't feel you have the words or actions to deal with that at the time, then do withdraw and seek advice and help, perhaps coming back to the situation later or having someone else do that. And these, in their own way, are great steps that we know through science and through talking to a lot of people who deal with customer-facing environments, even family members or colleagues, the same diffusing and helping model can be a great tool for you. When in doubt or there's strong emotion or you don't know the answer, just listen, empathize, ask, discuss steps, and let the process help generate the solution and the next step. So I invite you just to have a think about an example where you may have helped someone in the past, listened to someone, or diffused to someone who was quite upset in any way. Choose an example that you're happy to share with someone else if you're in a group activity. And just identify which parts of this Leeds model or the Leeds method you might have been using. Were you very clear that you were using listening and giving your full attention, that you were checking understanding? Perhaps you used simple empathic words. You might have asked the right sort of questions. You might have just had a really good discussion, or you're very clear on the steps you could take, which resolved it pretty quickly. And on the other side, you may realize there's conversations you've had in the past or just recently where there are areas in the Leeds model you haven't emphasized or you could do more of. that could perhaps strengthen the relationship or help compose them in a future situation.